Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guests today are Jungwoo Jo, a process development manager at Texas Instruments and publicity chair for IEDM 2023. He currently leads gallium nitride technology development for power applications and has been working on reliability, device characterization and modeling, and process development for various GaN-based technologies as well as for high-voltage silicon BCD processes. Jungwoo received his PhD in electrical engineering from MIT. He has published more than 60 papers and holds 20 patents. He's a senior member of IEEE and has been serving on IEDM technical and executive committees since 2015. My other guest is Kang Il-so, Vice President of Samsung Electronics and Publicity Chair for IEDM 2023. He directs Samsung's international joint project with IBM at Albany Nanotech in New York State. His current research focuses on development of leading-edge logic technologies, including 3D transistor architectures, interconnect with novel materials, and associated design technology co-optimization for next-generation devices for low power and high performance computing. Kang Il earlier participated in and led the development of several generations of logic technologies from 20 nanometer to 7 nanometer in Samsung's Semiconductor R&D Center. He received his MS and PhD in electrical engineering and material science and engineering from Stanford University. He has been published in 25 peer-reviewed journals and conferences and has more than 60 issued patents. He has served on the IEDM Executive Committee since 2018. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen. It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you, Daniel. I'm very good to be here.
Thank you for having me and providing the great opportunity to talk about the future of electronic technology and also coming IEDM conference.
As members of IEDM Organizing Committee, what are the grand challenges and most noteworthy technical trends you see reflected in the program this year?
Let me take this question, and also thank you for asking this very important question. I think, in my opinion, the sustainability of energy consumption is one of the most critical grand challenges in the semiconductor industry. And the rising global compute energy is driven by the ever-growing demand for computation, from personal computer, mobile, and now to AI technology. And this is in spite of the fact that the chip level energy per one bit transition in compute processor units such as a CPU, GPU has been decreasing over the last 40 years as a well-known Moore's law. However, according to a Decatur plan published by SRC, for example, the total energy consumption by computing continues to grow exponentially and actually is doubling approximately every 3 years, while the world energy production is growing only linearly by approximately 2% a year. Therefore, unless we find a solution to do the computation with much less energy, the energy consumption will limit the computation demand within a decade. From this perspective, the most noteworthy technical trend to produce sustainable technology that enable low energy consumption and reduce carbon footprint of the manufacturing is the rising of the 3D architecture technology from device level, circuit level, and also chip level, which enables the efficient computation with much less energy. And specifically, this year's IEDM dedicates one of the focus sessions with the title of the Sustainability in Semiconductor Device Technology and Manufacturing. And six new papers will be also presented regarding this, regarding the recent activity to reduce the energy consumption and also carbon footprint in a semiconductor industry. So looking forward to have a great discussion in this IEDM conference also. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe it's first time to for IEDM to talk about sustainability, which is a very important topic. not only for environmental perspective, but also technology development perspective. So as Kang-il mentioned, IDM has been evolving quite a bit in the past few years. Of course, the main topic is still the device and process technologies, but we are adding more design and system level integration, basically DTCO, SDCO type of topics to be able to continue our innovation, to be able to keep up with all these demands coming from many different applications.
And what are the most likely paths for CMOS technology to continue evolving? And how is that evolution presented in the IEDM technical program this year?
Yeah, I think this is another, great question. I think CMOS technology is always the main topic in the IEDM. And I think one of the best way to predict the future of the CMOS is to look at the history of it and what has been explored successfully in the past, but also take a look at what has not been actively explored in the semiconductor industry. So since the invention of the transistor in 1947 and CMOS in 1963, the two-dimensional scaling as manifested by the Moore's law has driven the CMOS evolution. In planar device architecture, the x-dimensional scaling is driven by the contact poly pitch scaling, which is CGP, we call it CGP, and y-dimensional scaling is driven by the metal interconnect pitch scaling. And also recently, another scaling enabler is the DTCO, which stands for Design Technology Optimization, including the optimization of a standard cell design and optimization of the place and routing of interconnect, etc. I think these two-dimensional scaling has driven the transistor technology from planar transistor to high-k metal gate and FinFET and recently nanosheet technology. However, as actively discussed these days, this two-dimensional scaling is slowing down clearly due to the physical limitation of materials and process. So now industry is not stopping here. We continue to evolve and begin to explore other dimensional scaling. We call it G-dimensional scaling, so-called 3-dimensional scaling perpendicular to the wafer plane, which historically has not been explored much in the past, but we begin to see this transition in this coming IDM. I think from the little bit more detail, in high level, there are three ways to do this three-dimensional innovation, transistor level and circuit level, and also a chip level. I think the transistor level point of view, for the conventional transistor are placed next to each other in two-dimensional plane. But now we begin to see the early research and feasibility demonstration of stacking transistors on top of each other, such as NMOS on top of PMOS or vice versa. And this year we see six dedicated papers, including the late news from TSMC, which will present the leading edge three-dimensional 3D stack transistor. In fact, three leading companies, TSMC and Intel and Samsung in logic area, all published their recent progress in the 3D stack transistor. I think this is a very exciting papers. And the next circuit level innovation is utilizing the backside of wafer, meaning that placing a certain circuit or function to the backside of wafer. For example, the circuit that is needed to distribute the electric power for the chips, which we call it backside power distribution network will likely to be placed in the backside of the wafer. I think the benefit of this technology is the area in the front side freed up because of the removing some of the circuit to the back and placing them on the back side can be utilized to either use for area or power scaling or performance improvement. And lastly, the CHIM level 3D innovation, also called 3D IC or CHIM technology, is a new approach to designing process that involves the breakdown of monolithic processor into smaller, more specialized component. We call it chiplets. These chiplets can be manufactured separately and then assembled together with the help of the advanced packaging technology. I think this approach also offers several benefits. Chiplets can be optimized for specific tasks, which can lead to a better performance and energy efficiency. Also, by using chiplets, we can mix and match different components to create solutions that are tailored to the specific performance and power requirements. Also, chiplets can be customized and upgraded quickly and easily that reduced development time and also cost. I think in this idea, and particularly, we have two sessions dedicated for this it's a 3D architecture, and 13 papers will be presented in a advanced logic technology session, also in one of the focus sessions to present the recent progress and achievement in this 3D architecture and innovation. I think there will be a very exciting papers.
Yeah, by the way, since Kangyeol mentioned the history of CMOS, this year's IDM, the main theme is devices for a smart world built upon 60 years of CMOS.
So with regard to memories, does the IDM program indicate that DRAM and NAND technologies still have a bright future?
Absolutely. Of course, IDM is not only for CMOS, but memory has been one of the main topics. And as unlike many people may think, NAND and DRAM still have a bright future. If you think about it, there's still no challengers, although there have been many different technologies that have been discussed. But still today, DRAM and NANDs are the main memory and storage for most of the applications. And if you look at the papers that are being submitted to IDM, we still receive a lot of papers on these topics. But recently, there's, I think, more innovative device architectures like 3D DRAM. And NAND, of course, every year there's more and more stacks that are being added. So I think it's pretty exciting. But at the same time, we are receiving a lot of papers on new memory technologies like FRAM, MRAM, cross-point, PCM, RM type of things as well.
And which emerging memory technologies are you seeing the greatest research interest?
Yeah, like I just said, those are new types of memories. A few years ago, RM has been was very popular. Today, I think we are seeing more FRAM papers, and there's going to be many FRAM papers in 2023 IDM. And of course, MRAM is still going pretty strong as well.
And how has the push towards neuromorphic computing and generative AI impacted memory devices?
Yeah, so to fulfill the requirements of generative AI and neuromorphic computing in the future, I think the conventional approach was to basically use high bandwidth memory, more storage class memory, and things like that. But at the same time, there has been a lot of new developments and research on in-memory computing. that is becoming, I think, more and more popular. As you know, unlike traditional memory devices, in-memory computing, also known as synaptic devices, offer basically dual functionality. They store data and perform computation. So for fulfilling these characteristics, you need different type of devices to deal with, for example, computation capability, basically vector matrix multiplication, at the same time storing the data in a cost-effective manner.
What does the IEDM program tell us about the future of heterogeneous integration technologies?
Oh, yeah, I think that's another great question. As mentioned earlier, the 3D architecture will continue to drive semiconductor technology for lower power and higher performance computation going forward. An IEDM program indicates that the heterogeneous integration and advanced package technology enabling 3.0D or 3D structures will continue to improve the increase of the density of the devices per chip and also the additional functions per given area. So noticeably, this trend appears not only in logic and memory devices, but also in sensors, biochips, power devices, and RF chips, and the combination of these chips with a novel heterogeneous integration and advanced packaging technology. I also want to emphasize that STCO, which stands for System Technology Co-Optimization, is essential to ensure that the effect of the power integrity, signal integrity, thermal and mechanical stability are well understood in this complicated 3D structure. And we definitely see the rise of these STCO papers in the coming IDM.
Yeah, like Kanga mentioned, it is very interesting to see this 2D, 2.3 or 3D integration happening not only for CMOS, but also other areas. And for example, they're already stacking FVRAMs, even though it is not like fully commercialized. And this is definitely one big vector that device or process people are taking advantage of, given that it is becoming more and more difficult to scale the device in two dimension or that main device plane.
And what would you guys think are some of the highlights of this year's IEDM conference?
Like in the past couple of years, we have a lot of papers on 2D material-based technologies from, again, from major semiconductor manufacturers. And also there's a paper from Samsung to talk about how to scale DRAM for the future nodes. And as usual, there's many papers reporting, you know, world record. For example, there's a paper from ETH Zurich to talk about the world record RF performance and the best performance CMOS imagers from Samsung. And this year's panel discussion, I think, will be very interesting. The title is AI, Semiconductor Catalyst or Disruptor. So the main idea here is not to rehash what's been discussed in the media, but we invited several industry experts to have a conversation on how AI is changing our semiconductor industry. So, for example, you know, how is it going to transform our process development? And it's already been used for manufacturing, for example, or development. But also a topic like, you know, how it'll change the jobs and careers. And as everybody is feared about, you know, AI is taking over the human jobs. So we'll be talking about how it will affect the job market in semiconductor industry. And as in the past couple of years, we'll have a career luncheon. So for those of you who have not been attending IDM in the past few years, there's no more formal luncheon anymore. But we are rather focusing more on the young generation to encourage them to stay in the semiconductor industry, show them different career paths in this field. So anybody who is interested in, you know, how to develop their careers in this field, I strongly recommend to join this luncheon. And also, there'll be a poster session from the MRAM community sponsored by IEEE Magnetics Society, as in the previous years.
So how has the IEDM conference evolved over the past few years in terms of topics and technical subcommittees, industry, academic participation, global interests, et cetera?
So we have been trying to adapt to the new trends because there's a large number of submissions on neuromorphic computing. So we formed a new committee called NC to deal with those submissions. And there's also a lot of submissions on new technologies like quantum computing. It's mainly for peripheral devices like cryogenic electronics, not so much on the qubit itself, although we've been trying to enhance submissions from the physicist community. IDM is still, I think, more traditional semiconductor conference. So I think we are focusing on those areas. And at the same time, like Kang-il mentioned, there's a lot of papers on heterogeneous integration and packaging related topics, as well as power and analog device technologies. For example, again, silicon carbide have been very popular. Lastly, imaging technologies, including CMOS imagers, have been also very popular in the recent IDMs. And if you look at the submission, a lot of papers we are receiving from Asia, more than 60%, while we are getting a less number of submissions from industry. Now, it's about only 20%. Most of the papers are again from academia and mostly from Asia, China in particular.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. The IEDM 2023 conference is in San Francisco next month, December 9th through 13th, and I hope to see you guys there.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you for having us again, and looking forward to seeing you in the IDM. Thank you.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.